Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, yes you are Lord, holy are you Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Yes, Lord, we're singing glory to his holy and righteous name. And that's why we say, thank you, Lord. On this thankful Thursday, we just have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. We just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so, so good. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You've been so, so good. You've been so good. Oh, yes. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Hallelujah. You've been so, so, so good. You've been so, oh, good. Oh, yes. And we just want to thank, oh, yes, We just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you.
Well, good morning. Good morning once again. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. And we ask God that you just continue to call in with us and worship with us each and every day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we bow our hearts before you. We lift your name on high in this place. We touch and agree, hallelujah, and give you the praise and glory and honor that's due your name. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We are thankful this morning, hallelujah, and we bless your holy name. You are holy, you are righteous, you are good, and you are faithful. And Father, we thankful that we know you. We thank you that you have chosen each and every one of us and put us in the kingdom for such a time as this. God, and as we touch and agree in this place, God, we ask, God, that you continually, Father, do great exploits, Father, with the Master's Call, oh, Father. We thank you right now that this, Father God, is an anointed place, oh, Father, to gather, to worship you, God, to hear your word, oh, Father God. We thank you for this place. We thank you for the co-founders. We ask, God, that you continually, Almighty God, open up the floodgates of heaven, God, and pour out upon the co-founders, God, every staff member, every caller, God, around the world, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We ask, God, that souls be saved through this call, Almighty God. We thank you today, oh, God, that, Father God, that you have seen fit, Father God, to bless us and keep us, oh, God, and Lord, keep us in the land of the living, Father God. We're thankful, Father God, in this place on today, Father. We lift up the Father, the one that's bringing your word on today, Father God, that you anoint them from on high, God. Stir up, God, the most holy gifts that's within them, God. And Father, let out of their belly flow the rivers of living water, Father. We thank you for artist's life, oh, Father, in its entirety. Father God, that you keep your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, Father, upon this company, God. We speak an increase in each and every person's life on today. We speak healing, God, and deliverance, oh, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are a way maker, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, Father. You provide, oh, Father. We thank you for your provision, your God, your supernatural blessings, oh, Father, on each and every one. We love you. We thank you, oh, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Prophet Kai, you can take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer with that powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister Brenda, our prayer general, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas. And we wish you the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and every day, Monday through Friday, we come together for such a time as this to get a word straight from the throne room. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010. We are approaching our 11th anniversary by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and their yes is why we can be here for such a time as this to receive a word. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website where you can go and get all of the archived messages, as well as see the speakers' bios, and that website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And excuse me. If you are feeling led of the Lord to join this blessed ministry and be a psalmist such as our prayer general, Minister Brenda, did, or a greeter as my dear sister, Minister Keisha, did, or host like I'm doing, Or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. On Friday, we do a second part of the call where we take your prayer requests and praise reports live so that we can share with one another all that God is doing in our lives. If you're feeling like you need to get more information about Artist Life, which is the vehicle that brought us all here together, you can do so by just reaching out to the person that invited you to this call. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, held Monday through Friday by a team of great leaders throughout Artist Life, giving us information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. The bypass number, if you should need it, is 716-293-9707. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Well, I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than my dear sister, Minister Ruth Smith. Minister Ruth was born in San Bernardino, California, and raised in Inglewood, California. She is the mother of two adult children, Ian and Jalen, and she is just loving life. Minister Ruth received her undergraduate degree in business and her MBA from Shorter University in Rome, Georgia. She accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior at 15 years old and grew up as a member of the Kojic community. Presently, she resides in Atlanta, Georgia. Minister Ruth served Decatur, Georgia's homeless community through New Life Outreach Ministry for 10 years. We welcome Minister Ruth as one of our newest members of the TMC Prayer Warrior Leadership Team, and she is truly a blessing to all of us. I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than my dear sister, Minister Ruth. Minister Ruth, are you there? Minister Ruth, can you hear me?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. The floor is yours. Take it away, my sister.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. So good morning, and good morning to each and every one of you. Such a privilege and an honor to stand before you today and give an encouraging word. Let us just start with a prayer. Lord, go before us on this day, for this is a day that none of us have ever seen, but you have created a path for us. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Decrease me and increase you, and let your word go forth. Let it not fall on deaf ears, but let it be applied so that we can be better than we were yesterday. In our Savior's name we pray. So the title of the lesson today is Money Lessons, a True Issue of the Heart. Ponder a few of these questions. What does the Bible say about money, possessions, finances, and debt? Did you know that money and possessions are mentioned over 800 times in the Bible? And debt is comparative to servitude. That means slavery. In Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruler over the poor, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Oftentimes we quote the latter part and forget about the first part. Who and what is ruling over you and your life and your family's life? Some would say that I grew up old school, where children were seen but definitely not heard. You simply did not have a voice. And if you did, no one cared to hear it. You were a child, and you would stay in a child's place. Some of you can relate to that. And I had older parents. So We could not ask too many questions at all. We simply obeyed our parents, elders, and teachers, and if you chose not to do such, you were severely punished. Many of us know what that was. Not a punishment, going on lockdown, getting your privileges taken away, because we were poor and we didn't have any privileges. We didn't have any cell phones or games or anything like that. You were just beat down to the ground. That's how that worked in my home. My mother was the disciplinarian. So anyway, I digress. But in our home, we were taught faith, family, hard work, get a job, get your education. However, I never saw my parents at the dinner table discussing economics. We did not have a budget. And as I became an adult, albeit I had my first job at 12 years old at the local candy store, no one ever taught me about money or credit worthiness. Some of you may be saying, what does this have to do with spirituality, or what does this have to do with the issues and troubles I'm having today? Just hang in there with me. I was educated late in life, but I did not understand the time value of money. But by the grace of our Lord, I did realize that I wanted to do something different from what my parents did, because I saw my finances dwindling. I've had repossessions. I've had bankruptcies, being real transparent here. If you saw my credit 4 years ago, you probably would disconnect the line by now. But by the grace of our Lord, things are much different. We can't just simply be hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word. So I took a master's level business course, and I couldn't even balance my own checkbook in my own household, let alone balancing another company or another individual's finances. Charity does indeed start at home. And I thought about it. I've been in church all my life. And no shade to anyone that was teaching over me, but I wasn't taught about money and what it was about and how it would apply to my life and why it was important and savings, and just wasn't taught that. I wasn't taught how to multiply, invest, stay out of debt, obtain property, build generational wealth. The best way to do that is by obtaining some property. But about 4 years ago, 4 to 5 years ago, I found a church when I was residing in Raleigh, North Carolina, that actually taught about money and what our Creator says about money. And if we're honest, last year, COVID taught us some hard lessons about money. Many of us found ourselves without 6 months of household income. Without an emergency fund, without a savings, many lost their job and didn't have the funds to even pay their rent or their mortgage, car notes, medical bills. Children were in college. Many fled back home. We were indeed in a crisis. But some, they say, in 2009, during the financial housing crisis, that we should have learned better financial management during that time. And did you know that economists are now warning that U.S. consumers are once again building up more credit card debt? It's happening again. Did we learn lessons from the past? What has our Lord taught us about the past? We're definitely doomed to repeat it if we don't change it and make it better. While some are relatively prepared, and maybe I'm not speaking to you, you have a savings, you have retirement, you have things set up, maybe you were taught about money, maybe you even took a class, but most of us have been so busy with the distractions of life, we're barely holding on. So many found themselves in financial turmoil last year, and dare I say, this year as well. The word indeed tells us to master over sin, and if not, the word will always give what you should do, the instruction, and then the warning if you don't. So the Lord covers us with, here's what you should do, obey my word, follow my instructions, reap the harvest. But if you choose not to, which I gave you free will, so you can very well do that, but here could be some of the consequences that you'll face. So if we don't master over sin, which is greed, lust, coveting, and coveting is just a fancy word for yearning to have something that doesn't belong to you or something you don't need to have right now. If you don't master over the sin or over the thing that entangles you or over the thing that has you living paycheck to paycheck, whatever that is, it will definitely master over you. We want the Lord to bless our finances. But I beg this question, do we have the capacity to carry the weight of said blessing? Let that sink in. I'm speaking to myself here. It's common knowledge that most families cannot handle a financial emergency, especially in black and brown families. Let's keep it real. Yes, all people deal with financial issues across the board. Poverty and poor money decisions and mismanagement of money simply does not discriminate. Just like COVID didn't discriminate, it's affecting each and every one of us, and it's affecting us on a global scale. The Bible cautions us about debt. Just walk through Proverbs 22:7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. We keep what is valuable close to our hearts. Where do you keep your treasures that are tangible? In a safe, a bank, credit union, or perhaps under the mattress or in a wall like our ancestors did? Well, they lived through a depression, so they knew that the banks could take your money and use it for the country's good. They could take your property through eminent domain. They knew all this. These laws are still in place. So that's why they did some weird things with their money. I even knew someone that buried money in the floor. I could see why now. Matthew 6:21. Practically speaking, it's been stated to take a look at your bank statement and where you spend your money. Are some of us that still use a check ledger. Just take a quick glance. It's sobering to look and see where the money is going, or look at your automatic drafts or however you're handling your finances. And it will be painfully obvious what you value most, or it will just simply be obvious where the bulk of your monies are going. So what is a biblical example of a good man? Proverbs 13:32 tells us that a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children, okay? Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And the wealth of a sinner is laid up for the just. So there's a promise there, and there's a call to action. So if you call yourself a good man, or a good woman, you should leave an inheritance, a legacy, something to be multiplied, something to get an ROI, return on investment, something that can be treasured but beneficial, and something that can grow and develop. We serve a living Lord. We serve a living Lord, and He wants us to live abundantly. Life is very brief. We see that every day. We have all the time the good Lord will allow. So what will you do with your time today? How will you plan for tomorrow? For this is a day we haven't seen before, and we indeed have new mercies. I'm here to encourage you, so hold on to your seat. Are you full of anxiety concerning money? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's deal with this today so we can move forward for tomorrow. Are you one of the millions that live paycheck to paycheck? How can we become better keepers or stewards over our finances? It doesn't matter how much you make. Let's not get this twisted. If you make $100,000, everyone's talking about six figures. Okay, awesome. If you make $50,000 or even $25,000 a year, it's not what you make. It's what you do with what you make. How are you managing the resources that our merciful Creator has given each and every one of us? We've all been given a measure of faith. And how will you activate and multiply your faith? I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's one of my fervent prayers. I just want to make my Heavenly Father proud of me and not live in the past, in past mistakes, in past poor decisions. It's a new day. Let's move forward with the faith that we have, and let's really put our faith into action. This world is full of distractions. Just turn on the news if you dare, or scroll through social media. Money is not good nor evil. It's the mismanagement of money and resources that can be devastating to your household and even to a country. Do you know how many billions and trillions of dollars of debt that our country is in? How much we even owe China as a nation? Conversely, good stewardship over the blessings that are graciously afforded to us by our Heavenly Father will yield profitable results. So I'm here to encourage you today. I'm not here to discourage you. It's never too late to press restart. Call an attorney. Set up a will. Protect your assets. It doesn't matter what you have. Just leave instructions on how you would like it to be allocated. So there's no mumbling and issues and arguments. Lay down your wishes. Contact a reputable financial advisor and begin a retirement portfolio. Secure a life insurance policy. It's not only for your final arrangements, but it's for the ones that you say you love and you pray for so much. It's for them. They're losing an income. They're losing a loved one. So make things a little easier. Set up a healthcare durable power of attorney or a power of attorney. This is not legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. This is practical teaching. Take a beginner's investment course. Many churches offer these resources. Read a book on economics. Apply the plethora of biblical financial principles and concepts to your life today. And for Lord's sake, teach your children and your grandchildren some solid examples of how to manage money, how to manage credit, and just how to live an abundant life that we teach about every Sunday morning. Set up a college fund for your grandchildren, if that's your wish for their life. Start a household budget. Set some goals for 2022 before the new year. The time is now. Here's a solution. Let's keep first things first. We must pray and ask for understanding and get wisdom. The word of our Lord clearly tells us in Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. And I'm quoting Proverbs a lot because Proverbs will tell you how to live and what to do and what not to do. Proverbs is instruction for our life like many other scriptures, but Proverbs just really lays it out that even a child could understand. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. She is referring to wisdom. I don't have enough time to dive into that. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That's once again Proverbs 4. Verses 5 through 7. Stop allowing your money to tell you where to go. Every paycheck, every disbursement, your money says, I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to do this trip, I want to do that. But take charge of your money. Pray. Ask for guidance. Ask for the intellectual ability and the practical application to you tell your money where to go. Once again, what's in your heart? What is valuable to you? Where are your treasures? Help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. So, 1 Timothy 6, verses 7 through 10. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we cannot carry anything out. And having food and raiment, let us be content. So having food and clothes, you know, and something to cover your dwelling, your home, is the bare essentials. Be content in that. Be thankful for what you do have. But they that will be rich fall into temptation. So just listen, when you pray for the riches, and that's all well and good. I will be rich one day. And into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. So like I said, instruction, blessings, warnings, for the love of money. And very many people talk about loving money, but you have to read the whole scripture. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted, yearning after, they have erred from the faith. So don't let the money come before your faith. It's because of our faith and because of the blessings of our Father that we have the resources we have. Let me land this plane and wrap this up. And pierce themselves throughout with many sorrows. Go back and read 1 Timothy 6, 7 through 10. Let's start today in order to become better stewards over our resources and our treasures. Let's start today. Money lessons, a true issue of the heart. Just remember, what is your heart telling you? The Lord tells us in summation that the heart is deceitfully wicked, and who could know it? So don't follow your heart like the Word tells you. Follow the Lord and be led. Host, back to you. I am complete. Host, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for allowing God to use you with that practical and great prophetic information, telling us what we should do with our money to be vigilant. And I'd give God glory for you for allowing God to use you in that aspect. We give God glory. Let's pray and go pray of our prayer requests this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you for being the God of our salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit of truth dwelling within us and telling us, Lord, directing us into the paths of which you would have us to go. Thank you, Father, for this woman of God who have poured into us your word, Lord God, and allowed you to use her, Father God, for us to be diligent stewards over what you have already blessed us with, Father God. And we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We ask that you continue to pour back into Minister Ruth virtues of blessings, Lord God, your love, your peace, your joy, your overflow of wealth and health, O God. We thank you for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. We give your name glory, Father, for every individual on this call. We ask that you minister in a special way, Father. Let us know, Father God, that you are there with us and that you are directing our paths. We know, Father God, as we seek your face and honor you, Father God, you will lead us into all truth. So we thank you for blessing and healing Dr. Pecola Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for blessing and healing all those, Mother Cassandra, and so many, Father, that's going through trying times with their health, Mr. Harrington, Jerry, and so many, Father. But we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you for touching the hearts of those who have loved ones who have gone home to be with you, Father. We thank you for restoring them and replenishing their minds, Father God, in such a manner that they will feel your presence. And we give your name glory for doing it. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, you can share this wonderful message with someone today. The playback is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And also, we have the Testimonial Thursday today on MMC. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-POUND. Director Claudette Brown will be hosting that call. We thank you all for joining us and allowing God to use you in a special way. Thank you, Minister Keisha Lee, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for starting the hosting. And I know there were some challenges taking place, but we give God glory for you. Thank you again, Minister Ruth, for allowing God to use you to direct us and put us into a place where we can check our checkbooks. Hallelujah. Would you come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, I can. May the Lord's face shine brightly upon you and infuse your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Go and have your best and most prosperous day ever. Be encouraged.